Folks, you know I love indie films, and the other day I ran across one called Beer and Seed. It has edge. It's about an older man who returns to college, and it doesn't go well. It even includes this comedy song called I Love the Fat Chicks. I got it off of Amazon.com. You can download it. I rented it. Or, you know what, you can go to www.beerandseedthemovie.com. Indie films are awesome. Beer and Seed has edge. Rent it. I'm not kidding you, it's the greatest thing.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all.
Your wish you never left that me.
Rolling in the deep. You have my heart and soul.
Your wish you
of your
never had that me.
Have no story to be told, but I've heard one on you, and it's gonna make your head burn. Think of me in the depths of your despair, making a home down there my joy won't be shared. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it
your
all.
Your wish you never
left that me. Rolling in the deep.
Rolling
you
the deep.
Had my heart and soul.
Your wish you
of your
never had that me.
But you played it with the beating. Throw your soul every open door.
Ooh.
Count your blessings to find what you look for.
Ooh.
Turn my sorrow into tragic gold.
Ooh.
Pay me back in kind and reach just what you sow.
You're gonna wish you never had left me.
Had
tears are gonna fall. Rolling in the deep. You're gonna wish you never had left me.
We could have had it
all.
Rolling in the deep. You have my heart and soul.
You're gonna wish you
would have
had me.
And you played it to the beat.
You
could have had it all.
Welcome to the Queen G Show. Oh, my God. I cannot even contain myself. I'm so excited to be back on the air at EOTM Radio. This is the Queen G Show, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm about to scream. Oh, my goodness. We have so much in store for tonight's show. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how much we have planned tonight. And just so you know, right before I came on the air tonight, I got a confirmation for a future celebrity guest. So I'm really excited. Like, this doesn't make any sense how excited I am right now. But before we go into the show, I need to bring my co-host, Lala, up. My girl, my best friend, my co-host. Lala, you there, girl? Lala? All right. She not on yet, but it's all right. Lala, when you come in, girl, just give me a holler. I'm going to keep talking until, you know what I'm saying, I hear your voice. But basically tonight's show, you guys, we're going to be just talking about weddings, celebrity weddings. I have a future wedding coming up. I don't know if you guys knew, but all of my friends on Facebook, I've been kind of putting little things here and there about my future wedding. And, yeah, I'm in full planning mode, full wedding planning mode, put it like that. It's a lot going on, but I'm so excited just about my future and everything. Put it like this, y'all. This is my second marriage. My first time getting married, I was only 18 years old. Yes, a baby. Just a baby. And, oh, my God, I don't even think I planned my first wedding. So this is the first time I'm actually getting to get in there and get my feet wet and plan my own stuff. And I didn't realize how much of a grueling headache everything is. Like, there are so many details that you have to figure out and deal with and dot every I and cross every T. So, yeah, just a little nervous, you know, about some things, but I pray that everything will be okay. Lala, you there yet, girl? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Not there yet, but all right, we're going to keep talking. yeah, my date is actually booked for June 21st of 2014. It's a summer wedding. I'm getting married in Texas, which is where I now reside. And I'm just so excited about everything. I don't know where my co-host is or what's going on, but it's all right. We going to keep talking. I'm interesting enough, I guess, to keep y'all going. But yes, I am so excited about everything. And just working on a lot of details. First of all, my colors. I'm going to give you guys my colors. This is exclusive information. My colors are magenta, black, and white. Magenta is like the new, I don't know, pink of choice. It's a really pretty pink. So I don't know if you guys have seen that color, but that's my main color. I am not a virgin, no, but I am wearing white. And I will have magenta accents, whether it be jewelry, garter belt. I actually found a magenta garter belt. And all these other things. Oh, my God. Lala, are you there yet? I hear something. But anyway, yes, my main color is white, and I'm wearing all these magenta accents and stuff. I think it's going to be a really pretty color. I've already started purchasing table pieces and all kind of stuff. I'm going to bring my co-host in. Lala? Okay. She hasn't really come up yet. But when you come in, Lala, just give me a holler and say hey, hey, or something. But anyway, can you believe I found a magenta and white garter belt? Like, that is so crazy. Once you choose your color, I think, which is one of the main biggest parts of planning a wedding, you just see all different types of things. There are really lovely stores that I've become friends with, like Michael's Craft Store. They're just all different. Oh, my God, Party City is off the chain. When I tell you, they have just all different types of stuff, plates, forks and spoons, all of that kind of stuff. If you're like me and planning your wedding in every detail, you spend a lot of time in these stores. So, yeah, I am just very excited, and I'm going to, you know, talk a little bit about that. And just go full steam ahead and tell you about some of my wedding plans. We're going to take a musical break real quick and come back and just talk about some of the celebrities that have gotten married this year. there were some weddings, I think, this past weekend even. So I don't know, even Hollywood doing it. I don't know if weddings have become more popular or what, but even Hollywood is getting it in. So, yeah, let's go to a musical break, and then we'll come back, y'all, and keep talking. All right? Oh my goodness, we got a lot in store for you guys tonight. Lala, you there, girl?
Yes, I'm here, girl.
What's up, girl?
Hey,
I thought I was going to pass out. I didn't hear your voice on top of the show. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I was panicking myself. I was like,
oh my
no.
goodness. You know how when you get used to something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do.
How you been, girl?
Oh, I've been great. Had a wonderful weekend. I have to give a shout out to Quee Johnson. He had a very fabulous pool party up in Inglewood. And,
all right, Inglewood.
It was for the fight, and it was fabulous.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I got a confession to make. I would have ordered the fight, but, girl, it was almost $75.
Yeah,
and
girl,
I didn't
know
Mayweather was going to knock him out in the first few minutes. You know what I mean? Like, that's a little steep.
He ain't Mike Tyson, but I didn't think he was going to knock him out in the first round or anything, but I knew that he was going to win, no doubt, because people, you know, try to discredit people who are older, but they don't understand that the youth just don't have that power that the olders have and the knowledge.
Talk a little bit about that. Yeah, I think me and you had a conversation about how the wisdom of an aged person is knowledge and how good that is. You know what I mean? And
right.
Sometimes people underestimate them because of their age.
Absolutely, they do. They really do. I had no doubt that this was going to be a good fight. You know, I knew that he wasn't going to knock him out because it's way bigger, you know what I mean? So,
right.
But I got to give him his props. He stood through 12 rounds. I mean, he only won like one, but
right.
he did what he did, and the fact that he survived and he didn't get knocked out, I got to give him credit for that because he's only 23 years old, you feel me? But
he got a great future ahead for sure.
He does. He definitely does, you know, and I'm not mad. And they're trying to be positive people. That's a lovely thing.
Right.
You know what you're getting into.
Oh, my God. I didn't get to see the fight, but I heard it was really, really good.
It really was, you know. And it was especially good watching it with all them fine. Ooh, girl, let me tell you, when I say fine, that pool party had the finest brothers there, okay?
Right. So
and
I was
you know,
a little
black
eye candy
people,
in the building, huh?
Right. Black people did not get in the pool. They threatened to get in the pool, but they did not get in the pool.
Right.
But it was still fun. The pool looked nice, you know, and I was too fabulous to get in it, you know. But,
you're so funny.
But I was ready, though, because I wore the singles. I had my little singles in with the little, I put little curls at the end of them. They were so pretty. But
I know
ready.
You were beautiful,
ready.
Of course. And it's fight night. You gonna step out and do what you gotta do, girl.
Right. And I was ready to jump in the pool though, but nobody else wanted to go in, so I didn't want to be the lonely one in the pool, you know.
Right.
I was just like, forget it. I just sit here and look cute.
That's what's up.
But it was good.
Voila, tonight. Girl, we got just so much to catch up on. Like,
yes, we do.
Haven't been on the air in a minute.
Yeah.
As we know, the EOTM Awards just happened recently.
Yes.
And
yes.
Let's give a shout out to Carla.
Yes, Carla. She did a wonderful job.
You did a great
so
job
beautiful.
With the award show. I saw like all the media and press. And,
yes.
Oh my God, it was so many people that came out for that event. I actually represented too. I kind of came in as a shadow. So hold
yes,
my girl Carla and let her know I loved her and I was there in support. So
right.
I just
better
wanted
late
to,
than not at all.
Yeah, I just wanted to give that event a moment to shine and go forward. And then, as you know, Queen G was gonna step back in the building. I can't
there
leave my
go.
Family. Like
we're here.
You know what I'm saying? Through thick and thin, that's just what it is.
That's right.
I just wanted to give a shout-out to Carla tonight and say, girl, you did it. You did that first year. And I look forward to next year's EOTM Award. So it's hard for entrepreneurs, but she continues to shine and come through every time. So
absolutely.
I just have to put it out there and say that, girl, keep working it. You go be famous.
And she's looking quite beautiful, okay? She's shining and glowing. girl.
Yes,
she gonna,
exactly.
She gonna be, somebody going to be looking for you, Carla, girl.
We were kind of talking briefly on Facebook about marriage, which is what we're talking about tonight.
Right.
And I keep telling her, do you, boo-boo, and he will come. He will come.
That's right.
You won't have to struggle for it. So first, I wanted to do our little celebrity update or entertainment report. As you know, there was a shooter out in Washington that went ham at the naval base out there. It wasn't too far from the White House. And, oh, my God, he killed 12 people. And, of course, they killed him. So there were 13 fatalities up there. And I'm just praying for the families of... We talked about some of these tragedies over previous shows, and
it just
never is easy. I'm just going to say that. It's never easy. And, I mean, the thing that we talked about, I think, too, before is don't take any day for granted. You have to live your life to the fullest. I mean, they just went to work. They didn't expect that was going to be their last morning here on Earth. I just feel... really bad for the families who, I mean, they pretty much checked into work and never checked out.
Right.
So my condolences are definitely sent out to the families of the ones that got killed, and even the shooter. I mean, he had family as well that was attached to him, and they're all mourning their losses, and it was just a tragedy, and I just feel so bad. And there are a lot of sick people in the world. Please, you guys, let's take mental illness very, very seriously, because that is a serious illness. There are some personal family members of mine that have suffered from it, and depression and mental illness, they don't really treat that like other illnesses, and we have to start taking this a lot more serious.
Absolutely.
Because if not, you know what I mean, then a lot more of these type of tragedies are going to happen. They did say that the shooter has had some issues with, you know, mental illness, and they really kind of brushed it off. So now he didn't win and shot up everybody. And you know what I'm saying? Now they're digging his past. They're trying to figure out who's what and who's doing what, or why he did this and all that stuff. Pretty much you guys ignored him. Everybody that... I mean, he was going around shooting up tires of cars and doing some very aggressive type of things, and yet no one reached out to him to get help for him. So,
he was already in the service before, so of course he was going to have weapons, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that do come out that have these issues, and they should have programs for them, because they always come out messed up, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, if they had someone, you know, or some type of outlet, then these things most likely would not happen. But there seems to be a shortage of things that people need in the community.
Right. And we just really have to take our mental illness just a lot more serious.
Absolutely.
It's just happening over and over, and it's just a really serious thing.
That's
all I can say about that.
Yeah.
But on a... softer note. lighter, softer, you know, all that good stuff. I wanted to kind of, because this is a wedding show, I wanted to, in celebrity news, kind of report some of the weddings that have taken place this year. Our very recent ones this past weekend was John Legend and his new wife. He just got married, as well as LeBron James.
LeBron?
Got married. Yes.
You know what question I want to ask. You know what I want to ask.
Girl, what?
Did they marry black women? I'm just saying.
John Legend didn't know. She was not.
Ordinary people.
You are so hilarious with that. Like, This is why I have you as my co-host, because you say the things that people think about. You
know
what
I mean? My gosh. Yeah, you ordinary, all right.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway.
What about LeBron? Come on with it.
LeBron actually married, I believe, an African American.
Oh, that's what's up. Black love, I love it.
Yeah.
Not saying that the other kind of love ain't good love. It's just our love is kind of scary.
Or
wait.
Let me not.
Like, let me find a picture so I can be sure.
No, yeah, I'm actually. I hate to do this now, but I'm looking it up because I actually didn't. Look it up. I know his previous wife was African-American.
I just want to know. I mean, it's just something I want to know. I ain't mad at him, you know. Just,
okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Just, you know how it works, money, white girl. You know.
No, see.
White girls look good when you have money. I mean, what's up with that?
Right. His new wife is African-American, so yeah. He's good
okay.
on that.
All right. Okay.
I can't say that for John Legend, though. John Legend,
well,
has,
I mean,
no.
He's an ordinary people, so I
ordinary
know.
People, you know, funny. And
you know,
we had,
it's always a problem, too, because look at Lamar. Poor Lamar. Let's pray for Lamar.
Oh, yeah. This is entertainment news update. It's kind of long tonight because we got a lot to talk about. They say that Lamar Odom is struggling with drugs.
Right, he is. That's the understanding that I have.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God, did you hear the story? And I don't
too.
Know if this was a rumor or not, that he, his drug provider turned him down because he didn't want to be put on the spotlight as his drug dealer.
Ah, see, I don't know about that, but I just read about how he uses big time drugs, you know, and he has some mistress or something that he's fooling with or whatever. But I mean, it's like when your mind is messed up with drugs, you do a lot of things, you know.
That's true.
And how he got strung out on drugs is a whole nother thing, you know. But
right.
A strained marriage through, you know, the mom or dad or whoever interfering with it, that can cause a lot of drama.
Well, I think some of his downfall too is as a result of some of the basketball issues and struggles that he had been having. Pretty
yeah.
much, his reality show situation ended up turning the worst for him and not good.
Right.
His exposure.
Right.
So I remember on Chloe and Lamar when he lost his position on that team. It was a hard blow to him.
It was. It really was.
And I don't think he's been able to recover since. I mean, mentally, being able to do his comeback and be okay, you know, all of that
right.
stuff. Like, it's
right.
been a downhill spiral ever since to the point where he basically said, I don't want to be viewed on these reality shows anymore. I don't want to be on the Kardashians or...
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And people don't realize being on the show is a whole bunch of pressure. You become somebody that you're actually not. You
right,
know,
right.
And they edit it and they put things in there the way they want it put in there so it makes you look a certain way. And it's just, they call it reality, but it's not real as people think because they edit it the way they want it.
Yeah.
You
so.
Know, so... We going to pray for you, Lamar, because we love you, bruh. We love you. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love him, love them as a couple, the whole nine.
Right.
Also, man, what's going on with DMX?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that footage of him?
You know what? I didn't go look at it.
In a hotel room.
But everybody was talking about it. Yeah, everybody was talking about it. But I was not in the mood to see DMX naked. I just, that's just not right.
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand. I mean, I looked at the footage. It's actually on YouTube. So when
okay,
you get
yeah.
in, just YouTube DMX at a hotel. And that whole thing will pop up.
Everybody was talking about
why
that.
Why he ran toward the camera in his underwear. And then he went back to, like, a side hallway and took his underwear off and then ran back toward the camera again, butt naked.
Let me tell you something. Rick James said, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
So, yeah, I don't know what that was about. It kind of looked like he was running up the hall on a dare. You know how your homies dare you to do something? Like, I bet you won't do this. And he was like, I bet I will. I don't know. I'm just trying to give it some kind of benefit of the doubt. That was funny.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But
poor
poor thing. He's
had his problems with the drug usage and everything, you know, and
for a while.
Yes, so.
For a while. Other celebrity news. We got so much celebrity news tonight. It's crazy. We don't never have this many things to talk about, but
what do
you think about Arsenio Hall's comeback?
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I'm so glad that Arsenio's back. Oh, my goodness. I was on the Arsenio show and got one of his bears. Oh, my gosh. I went over there. Just, you know, I was just going to see Arsenio, see how he's doing and everything like that, you know. And I had my little tape, you know, when cassette tapes was out and everything like that.
Yeah.
I had my little cassette tape that I had done three little songs on there that were adequate and perfect, and I put it with a little ribbon on it on a nice little bear and everything like that, and I was like, this is for Arsenio, and they handed it to him. He was like, oh, okay, you know, acknowledged that, hey, I see you, I got your tape, and then he ended up calling me on stage. So I went down on stage with Arsenio, and I was dancing, and I was on TV. I look so country.
You're so funny.
Because
you
I didn't have
so
time
funny.
To change my clothes. I had just driven in, you know, because that was when I was living in Bakersfield, and I had drove in from Bakersfield, and I had to get a chance to change my clothes. Girl, I looked a hot mess. But it was fun, though. Anyway, back to Arsenio.
That's your Arsenio story. But Arsenio, yeah, his first night, first show, he had Paula Abdul on there.
I was working.
He kind of surprised him.
Check it out.
He came out and surprised him. And
oh, that's
Snoop
so
Dogg,
cute.
Snoop Dogg was his musical guest.
Aw.
I was like, that's what's up. Snoop Dogg, it's like his 25th year or something of being out.
Wow.
He just hit a landmark as far as his years of being in the industry and stuff like that. So
It
was a celebratory thing for Snoop Dogg as well as Arsenio. And I just give all love to Arsenio. The thing that I'm noticing, though, if he does not have and keep strong guests, the numbers might do a little decline.
I don't know. People really loved his show, and I think that it's the kind of the same format. So I believe that people will continue to watch because he's funny. Like, he's hilarious, you know? And he always brings something. He always brings something. You know what I mean? He's not
and
a boring guy.
He had some good guests on this past week. I mean, he had Angela Bassett. He had Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
He had Magic Johnson. You know, they reunited. Because many years ago, Magic Johnson made the big announcement on the Arsenio Hall show about his HIV.
Right.
I watched it. Yeah, they came back. He came back and basically, you know, was a guest again. And I thought that was great. And he had
a great
first week. But again, don't quote me on this, but I'm a little worried about him.
I'm not worried about Arsenio because if they were worried about him, they would have never gave him a show again.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
true.
The fact that he won Trump's little thing helped him. Helped him get through to a larger crowd. So he's not limited.
And
it takes a lot of
strategy and intellect
to win
that show. You can't just win that. Like, you have to, challenges are...
I watched
excruciatingly challenging.
I watched the whole thing. I saw everybody. LaToya, you know, and she's smarter than I thought she was. I'm not trying to be mean.
Don't let the blonde fool you.
It's just
that
you know, she was making herself look bad. You know what I mean? So
right.
when she was on there, it gave me the opportunity to see that she actually knows some stuff, you know. She is an older woman.
She's probably been around too, not because she's Michael Jackson's sister.
Exactly.
See, I'm a celebrity sister too, but you have to have brains on your own.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you have
you
to kind of
you
know what
big,
you're doing
big,
and know what you're talking about and all that stuff. You got to stand out. So,
right,
you know, I
right.
know what kind of challenge she might have with that. All of them, like, Michael Jackson was so much bigger than life.
Right.
So much bigger than life. We just had
kind
of had a birthday recently, right? Michael Jackson did?
Yeah, he did.
Aww.
yep. Moving on to the next, let's go, because you know Lala loves her some Michael.
I know. It's so hard. But, I wanted to bring up a couple of more wed couples in the celebrity, you know, world. You know Alfonso from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? He got married this year.
I do. Alfonso Rivera,
yeah.
He was another Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah, his wife ain't African-American. Is not African-American.
Well, he was the guy.
Anyway.
Carlton. You know what's so funny? When they play at those types of parks and they act like that, then they end up, you know, being married. So I'm just saying, you know, he went from, you know, being doing Michael Jackson dances to I'm Carlton.
Right.
You know, so
Michael Jordan got married this year.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Where you been, girl?
I didn't know about Michael Jordan.
I
you
know
married?
What it is. I guess because I'm getting married, all these things are kind of standing out to
right.
me now.
Like,
I would never pay attention to any of that. Really. You know. But when you're doing something in your life, everything begins to pop up out at you. So
right. It's like if you buy a new car, you see everybody with the same car.
You see everybody in that car now. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Halle Berry got married, too.
Who's she married?
I don't even know, really, being honest. Like, I don't know his name or anything like that. I know that they got married in France, and she is expecting as well.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's okay if she married a white dude.
Mature,
if she have white.
Mature pregnancies, we're going to talk about that on a whole different show. Her and Kim Fields is pregnant now, too.
No.
They're like in their mid-40s, all the way in the mid-40s.
What?
I'm not
what?
Playing.
Wait, I thought she was close to 50, though.
Probably, but I know that she's expecting, and they are excited.
Wow. That's some black power
so
right there.
To them on the Hollywood Baby.
For real.
It's a marriage boom in Hollywood going on right now and a baby boom as well.
Right.
It's more accepting and more people are more family oriented. And I guess it's because of like the Beyonce and Jay-Z's are doing it. You know what I mean? And it
no, I don't think that's what it is. It's just that people
I'm saying
are finding
people like them.
No, I think that people are finding
it.
Now that you need somebody in your corner to survive. You know, just like with Monique. Monique got married again, got all slim and everything, you know.
Didn't she have twins?
She did. And
yeah,
she looks good. She really
looks
good.
Yeah, I saw. She lost like over 80 pounds. And man.
My gosh. She looks so different. Like she's a whole other human being on the outside, you know.
Right.
But being with somebody and having somebody, it's important. It's important for everybody for their survival. You know, like Jada and Will, they have been together because they know how important it is for them to be together. All that stuff that goes on in Hollywood and all this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. You know you need a solid foundation, period.
Oh, that's so, I'm just listening to you because it's so true. Like, you know, all of us find, and I'm putting me in that category.
Yes,
we figure
yes.
out at the end of the day, I'm very industry, honey. I'm very entertainment all day,
yeah.
let me tell you. You
oh,
know
girl,
that,
I
and
know.
Everybody
I
that listens
know.
To the show knows that. I am an entertainer to my soul, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
But there was something missing.
Right.
I noticed. You know, when I was out there doing my thing and just going. Put it like this. I never brought a man around any events. Even if I was dating somebody, I just,
right.
it wasn't. it wasn't worth all that.
No,
because
it wasn't.
My priority was the industry and the business. But there
right.
was a special person that I end up meeting that came along that I believe God sent my way.
That's right.
That brought me out of retirement with that, pretty much. Like, I started inviting them to my birthday parties and events.
Yep.
And, like, people were like, whoa, you got a man on your side? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So that was
yeah.
interesting, and it was interesting to see how people reacted to me bringing someone around. Because it
right.
was this whole industry thing where people wanted to be hush hush. Oh,
yeah.
Don't just hide your man. Don't bring him around. Don't wear a ring.
But
stay
that was
single
normal,
because
though. That was
if
normal,
you stay
though.
Single, you know what I'm saying? You'll get more benefits. That was the whole thing.
But
now,
everybody
then.
Would do that. There are people who are married that you know people didn't even know they were married.
Right.
You know, just like the Hollywood Exes show. Like, who knew that R. Kelly had a wife the way he was acting?
Oh my God. We never,
you know,
I never saw him with her, any of that
right.
stuff. And she's a bigger than life personality. Like, she's not the type that would be just in the closet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
He probably put her under some kind of gag order or something and made her be quiet and not say nothing.
That could
ain't
be.
No
you
telling.
Never know. Yeah.
But
surely
what I'm
ain't.
Saying is that now it's changing a little bit. Like, people are more acceptable of couples and, you know, power couples and all that stuff. I mean, look at Denzel and Paula. They've been together
right.
forever. You know what I mean?
And it hasn't been easy, you know, but it's
no.
the foundation. They need that.
Especially when Denzel out there rubbing on some butt. On TV, on screen. I'm sorry.
Not
you
rubbing on some butt. But
that
just don't...
Is,
don't do anything else.
That is beyond the limit to me. Like, I don't know if I can deal with it.
Rub your little booty and come home.
Right. You know.
And
our
booty
new
home.
Age, Robin Thicke and his
oh.
wife, they're a beautiful couple. Look at what
yeah.
Miley Cyrus did. Like, oh, my God. Here I go on the Miley Cyrus conversation again.
I could have checked her. Like, that was me. Shoot, I wouldn't have been backstage ranting and raving. I'd have pulled her up by the neck and said, "Hey, check this out."
And I am old school in the sense of it's like, "Child, come here." You know what I'm saying? Come here.
Yeah, I wouldn't
let
have even talked. I
from.
Just would have choked her. I would have just spent hands around her neck.
Yeah, I ain't gonna even go into it because it just makes me tired. And now she's swishing back and forth on a ball, girl, naked. Like, what in the world, Miley? But
you
get
know,
the numbers you need, though.
Yeah, but see, that's not no black girl stuff. That's some stuff other girls do to get attention. And it's okay. They allow that in their, for their kids, you know. If our kids run around like that, it's a problem. But their kids can do anything they want to. Girl, we have, and everybody accepts them back into the society.
Girl, and her numbers are up. She is selling records off that ball.
I'm sure.
The naked butt.
Yeah,
on
they
the
like
ball
to see that.
Her open twat on the. Anyway.
Hey, you know, Lil Wayne called it because he was like, when in the song, you know, all the girls around the world or whatever. He said, "If Miley Cyrus hit me in a few years, and look at her now."
Right.
He knew. She was a freaking trainer.
We got a lot to talk about tonight, don't we? Girl, remember Kevin Federline, the one that was married to Britney Spears?
Yeah, I remember him. The baby
girl,
boomer.
He got married, too.
Ooh, somebody married him with all them kids he got?
Yes, with all them baby mamas and all them children.
Well, I hope she got some money, honey.
There is something for everybody. I mean, the wedding looked pretty expensive. I don't know.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
That's just me looking in from outside.
I wonder how they pull the weddings off, though. He must
girl.
Be strong in that department because, boy, he got a lot of kids and a lot of babies' mamas, for real.
Well, yes. I think he got five children.
He must be strong.
And I don't know if he, you know, the new one is pregnant yet. She might be already got a bun in the oven. Ain't no telling. Congrats also to Jimmy Kimmel, who also
got married.
Wow. Jimmy Kimmel, he's a night talk show.
Yeah, I know who that is. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't travel in them circles, but I do know who that is.
Yes. And also congrats to NeNe Leakes, who remarried.
She got married again to her husband.
Yes.
Oh,
isn't that the most beautiful?
Because ain't nobody going to put up with NeNe, honey.
Yes, she's a mess, girl. Let me tell you. And
she
then also, last but not least, and this is not all the married celebrity couples this year, but Mekhi Phifer also got married. Actor Mekhi Phifer got married this year as well.
Mekhi got married? It's, how old is he?
Yes, ma'am. It is a lot of celebrity entertainment weddings. It's a big boom going on in Hollywood, and I'm just jumping on the bandwagon, honey. But,
well, me and Carla got some work to do to catch up to y'all.
Whew.
You know, all the fine ones, the good ones, you know, because the one that invited me to that pool party, I thought he was just, oh, my gosh, he is gorgeous. And I got a chance to speak with him, and he's just as nice in person as he is on his Facebook page. And, you know, he's not, well, I ain't even going to go into that, but he's a good-looking dude. And and
well,
he don't have no woman.
This is the advice I'm giving to everybody. This is actually my second marriage, as you know, not my first.
Yeah. Right.
Second marriage. I have been knowing this gentleman for 5 years. His name is Eddie. And we have 3 children together. We've lived our lives together behind the scenes, did our thing, and we decided that it's time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And before I met him, this is the advice I'm giving to women who want to be married or would like to be. Put 100% energy into yourself, and your husband will find you based off of that. And I say that because before you can marry a person, you have to be a complete person yourself. You know what I mean?
I've been there before,
making sure
too,
that
so.
You are put together from head to toe, physically fit, mentally fit,
putting all
the energy and time into your own life. Make sure you get you some life insurance. Make sure you work on buying your own house, if that's the case. Make sure you have your financial situation in order. Those are the type of goals that I'm talking about on working on yourself. Because, honey, trust and believe, after I got divorced, I met another baby daddy or whatever. We had a couple kids. No, I'm just keeping it real right now.
Okay, let's be real.
Of course, that relationship didn't last or whatever. And I never thought I would be married or even in this position to be getting married. I didn't see it in my own future, if you know what I mean. Because what I decided after that last relationship was to take a break and do me. And take care of my children and get into my space and my workspace and do what makes me happy. Make money for myself. You know what I mean?
Girl, I've been doing that for a long time, and my little Romeo, he better hurry up and come on.
So, and he coming, girl. He'll be there in a minute.
I've been working hard on me for years.
Exactly.
And
of course, we're always a work in progress, which goes to show you that you're not completely complete. I mean, there are things that a man brings to the situation and the scenario that you can't do for yourself, you know, and that is companionship.
Yeah.
That is communication. That is someone loving your dirty draws, no matter what, thick and thin.
I just want to speak on this because this is really puzzling to me, okay? This is puzzling to me. Now, I don't know if you watch Mary in the Game.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
Now, the game's name is JCR. That's the sexiest name I've heard in a long time, first of all.
Right.
Secondly, he got a body on him. thoroughly. He's right. good with his children. He got a woman. He takes care of everything. Everything. They got she got the money. She got the car. She got the house. About to get another house. She got the kids. She got the man's heart.
Right.
And she's not satisfied. She's steady trying to change this man that she fell in love with, but now she want to make him and mold him into something that she wants him to be. But he's fighting not to be molded because you're not supposed to mold no man. He's a man. If you don't love him the way he is, respect it because, baby, I can pick your place.
Right.
You're going to be complaining.
Lala has spoken.
How are you going to be complaining about this man? See, my thing is don't start the relationship off like he did. She started the relationship off like she did, you know, having a good time with this thug dude, and it was a power thing, you know, for her. Oh, I'm with a thug, you know what I mean? A teacher
right.
with a thug, you know, and then he started calling you out your name, the B word. You accepted that because you continued to be around him. After you probably cussed him out, but he still kept calling you that, and you accepted that. So now, okay, I understand you want things to be right before you get married, but you're trying to change who this whole life, like this whole who he is.
Like I know she didn't prefer to go to the studio or
what?
Any of those
kind
of
do
things.
Anything.
Like she,
okay,
yeah.
Now she's listening to what people are saying, but she's still fighting him on him being himself.
Right.
Like, I don't want no man that I can mold. That if he's not already the way I want him, then I'm kicking rocks because I don't want him. So if you love this man and this man loves this woman, like I don't understand why he loves her, right?
Right.
And she just keeps on nagging and nagging. She better wake up and understand that she has the life that most women would like to have, and she's gonna lose him if she keeps on doing what she's doing. And I'll be
That's
right there kidding. Right there to
Girl.
Get it too.
And I mean, what you're saying is so true. There's always someone that will be completely compatible with you and have the things that, you know, you're seeking in a person. Seriously. Like, there's always
right.
somebody for you. Like,
right.
me personally, my fiance really, he rounds me out. I'm very
right.
hyper. I'm very... I'm a go-getter. Yeah, girl.
I thought yes. I was the one that was hyper.
Yeah. And his edge that comes, he's very patient and mellow.
He is, and he's quiet, yeah.
Yeah, and it softens me, and it brings me my hyperness down a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
You know, that whole companionship thing there, it's important to have someone that basically, you know, completes you.
Exactly.
All the areas that you're weak in, they have that in strength. You
exactly.
know what I mean? He's a hard worker. There are similarities, and then there are things that
are
I
very,
lack
very
that he brings
yes.
to the table. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and which
Where
made me know that it is definitely time for us to take this step. Now, we're gonna take a break real quick, girl, because I got to tell you about some of the things that's happening with this wedding planning. It's crazy. Like, it's bananas.
I already know.
I got married. I told this story at the top of the show where I got married at 18 years old. And at that point, I got married 3 days after turning 18.
Wow.
So you're just a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my at the time, my future mother-in-law, she helped me plan my wedding. And I really didn't do a lot of things. So I didn't really know what it took to
right. You were a teenager
to plan a wedding.
You were just a kid.
And now, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yes, it's a task.
So we're gonna take a little break and then come back and talk about some of those little woes that I'm experiencing. And for those that are listening, if you wanna call in and comment or give me some advice, I'm definitely open tonight to take some advice. So hold on tight, y'all. We're going to come right back with some more wedding talk.
I never felt like this before. This life feels incredible.
but no one compares to you. So baby, I'm trying to make you see our future feels like a fantasy. No doubt this love is here to stay. I know you feel the same.
Never, never, never let go. Give me your hand, I'm grabbing hold. Let me cut you right to your soul.
Let's do it together, make it last forever.
Let's let it be.
Welcome back, Queen G Show. That was Stephen Knight. He does a show on Monday nights here on EOTM. That was hot. That was
hot. That was nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to see if we can get that track sent over for the wedding or something. Yeah, that was hot. I enjoyed that.
That was really nice.
That's what's up. That was a good look. But tonight we're talking about celebrity weddings, weddings in general, my wedding.
My not wedding.
Right. It's going to come, girl. It's going to come.
I'm patiently waiting and have been waiting for a long time.
Yes.
It's been a long time. Where you at? Baby, where you at? I'm looking for baby. Anyway.
Hey. That's what's up. Do we need to get you to do the female version of it?
Oh, my God.
So
that's a wedding.
Yeah, that was nice. I really, really enjoyed that. Really nice track.
Right.
Really nice flow to the song. The lyrics were good. Everything.
Yeah.
Yes. But, girl, I want to talk a little bit about the craziness of preparing for a wedding, just how crazy it
is. Yes, it is crazy.
I am, I guess, about 9 months out, which is it's about the time of a woman delivering a baby, or carrying
a
baby.
Right.
So just so you can imagine that length of time, I'm very nervous.
Do you think you're nervous now?
I know I'm nervous now. It's not even there yet, but at the same time, I definitely feel like it's the right thing to do and the perfect thing to do at this time in my life. So I wouldn't take it back for anything.
Yes, of
and,
course. It's always best to be with the man you love.
Yes, and there are some things, though, that I want to talk about, little wedding headaches or woes that come along with wedding planning. First, you have to pick out color, and you have to set a date. Those are very important details in wedding planning, because if you don't have a color or a date, you don't have nothing to look forward to.
Exactly. Because then you got to get everybody dressed. Everybody has to look good that's in the wedding party.
And if
you don't know all that, because that takes quite a long time for everybody to get their money together, to get their little outfits, you know, to match, and everybody looking all good and everything. It takes a lot.
Right. And we basically gave ourselves a full year from June to June. So
yeah.
I believe that was a good amount of time to get a jump start on it. My goal was to self-do everything. I'm very entrepreneurial, hands-on, always been. And I just think that it's a lot cheaper to do it that way.
Not only that, it gets done the way you want it to be done. And it's
right.
Your day, so it gets done the way you want it to, you know, the way you feel inside, not somebody else's vision, you know.
Right. So I'm revealing the colors here tonight. It's magenta, black, and white. Magenta is like the new
white.
Yes.
I'm trying to picture all those colors together.
Right. It sounds weird, but girl, when you see them together, it's so beautiful. I actually got a chance to go to a friend of mine's baby shower,
mm-hmm.
and she did those colors, those exact colors.
Wow.
It was beautiful. When I tell you the balloons, the details that she put on that wedding.
Send me something so I can see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I will, girl. I got to. But so we picked our colors, and we set a date for June 21st. We've already booked the reception place. We're working on our wedding spot, which is a garden called the Botanical Gardens here in Texas.
Okay.
It's so beautiful out there.
That's the first day of summer.
Yes.
And it's the day before LaShawna's birthday.
And 2 days before my twins' birthdays.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot going on, yes, around that time. But we chose to do it nonetheless because it's a good season, I think, for vacationing, for all of that
right.
stuff. If you think about the future, it's a good time of the year in general. So we agreed to do that date. And just the planning of it is a lot. I actually pulled on two wedding planners. Just to keep me sane, because I feel like, okay, after a while, I might be a little nuts, so I need somebody to kind of help keep me, you know, in check a little bit.
Did not turn into Bridezilla?
No, not yet. I haven't yet, but I can see myself going there at certain points. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, so, well, let me think. So you told me something about the honeymoon. Now, have you already done the honeymoon thing, or what did you decide?
Yeah, we actually booked the honeymoon as well. We're gonna
see,
do.
Wrong.
It's,
you wrong.
I know.
You know you wrong.
I know you're wrong
because that's what I was gonna do for you.
I know. What happened was, my uncle agreed to actually cover the cost of that.
Oh, well, see, I was going to cover the whole cost. Where y'all going?
It's still something for you to do. Trust and believe, friend. You do not have to feel like you left out at all.
Oh, I'm not going to be left out. That's the show. I'm going to show you the biggest gift.
No, but it's a place called Galveston, Texas,
Galveston.
Where they have like a lot of water.
Yeah,
water,
I know where Galveston is.
Yes.
But it's not Cancun, honey. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, but my uncle agreed to cover the cost, and he was like putting a lot of pressure on me about booking it and get it straight so I can know how much it's going to cost and all this stuff. See what I'm saying?
Oh.
That already caused a fight. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You think you good? You know what I'm saying? You think you good?
Yes.
That's what I want to talk about, too. You can't, like, when you plan your own wedding, you can't please everybody.
Of course not.
That has, like, seriously, because, girl, I have had some situations approach me that I just couldn't believe. Like, oh, my God, are you serious right now? And you have to really go with your heart and your vision of what you see and what you want to do. One of my family members, or my future family members actually, basically got into it with me about colors.
Oh, boy.
And oh, you shouldn't do that color. You should do these and this and that. I'm like, no, I like these colors.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? And they want to be a help in the area that they want to help in, but that's not the area of help you need.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's just all that
kind
of stuff.
I understand. I know God doesn't understand the conversation that we're having because they don't do this part of it. They just do the bachelor party, you know.
Yes.
So they don't
yes.
quite get it that there's a lot of work done, you know, that needs to be done, and picking all the colors and the placemats and the napkins and the glasses and dishes and all that stuff that they don't deal with, you know, and how the wedding's actually going to go, who's going to wear what kind of dress, who's going to be the bridesmaid, who's going to be the maid of honor. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And
somebody even tried to fight me on the fact that I'm allowing my bridesmaids to pick their own dresses. Like, I want my bridesmaids to make a selection on what they want to wear that they're going to feel good in walking
down
the aisle.
Is it going to be the same color scheme, or is it
yes,
not?
Of course. Now, that's the only thing that I'm requiring is that it's the same, it's that magenta color. I'm asking
right.
all my bridesmaids to wear magenta. But
okay.
personality-wise, do you. You have to pay for
see, because
the dress.
The style
you know
of dress, right, everybody has a different style. So if you
exactly.
pick a dress and it doesn't fit so-and-so because her breasts are bigger than so-and-so's and it don't fit so-and-so because, you know, people don't understand. And if her hips are bigger, her booty bigger, that stuff matters when you're buying a
right.
dress. But I'm just saying this is the way it is. I'm just talking the truth,
and I'm
you
not
know?
About to fight all that. It's like, do you, boo. Just don't overshadow the bride and don't come too sexy. And those
exactly.
are my only requirements. But I love
exactly.
trendy. I love checking to see what someone came up with. You know what
right.
I mean? With their own ideas and
right. and
how
it's better
all
that way.
Together.
I agree with you 100%, you know, on that, because everybody sticks with the same dress and, oh, my God, I got to wear
yeah.
the same dress as her. She's going to look better than me. And 9 times out of 10, she will look better than you because she's built better than you. And you don't feel comfortable. Like, that's what happened with Janisha's wedding. You know, people didn't feel comfortable. Well, one person didn't feel comfortable because she was a lot bigger than everybody else. You know,
right.
but if she would have been able to wear her type of
her
style,
mm-hmm.
right, in the colors, I think she'd have been more comfortable. But all in all,
but somebody tried to argue with me about that one fact, and I'm like, look,
you cannot argue with the bride.
No,
you just can't.
Let me do this how I want to do it and how I see it.
Exactly. When you get your wedding going, you can do whatever you want.
I'm not purchasing the bridesmaids' dresses. Like, they're purchasing their own. What if they can only afford a $20 magenta dress? As long
right.
as it's magenta, I don't care
right.
about the price tag or
exactly.
where they had to go and get the dress
exactly.
or how it got sent. You know, you understand, all that stuff is little incidentals that I don't have time to have a headache about.
Exactly. You're doing the right thing, girl.
And also, you know, it just gets crazy. I just created the guest list for the wedding itself,
mm-hmm.
the reception, and then did a separate guest list for the bridal party. Oh,
right.
my God.
Long,
La,
huh?
La. Let me tell you, girl, my head was hurting. My head was hurting. I don't know if anybody can hear me out there. When you planning a wedding, you're going to have some headaches. So get some ibuprofen
oh, yeah.
and have it right next to you.
You're
going to
be upset all the time. And remember, you can't do it all in one day.
No, and that's what I mean, the wedding planners had this deadline for me, and I had to submit it. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious right now? I have to do it
right.
tonight? Yeah, so.
Girl, look, that's why it's good to plan ahead. And when you did it for a year, yeah, when you planned ahead and you wanted to be for the following year, that was a good idea because that's how much time you actually need to pull it all together.
Yes, girl, I have already bought my garter belt that is magenta and white. I've already purchased my cake cutting utensils.
Okay, okay.
I have purchased wedding sign-in books, you know, for the guests. I've done all that, girl. I've already.
Okay.
It's crazy.
I'm trying to see where I fit in, but, you know, I'm going to do something.
Oh, you got, trust and believe, we'll talk about that offline. It's some areas, always.
It's crazy.
Trust and believe.
Well, I hope that
yes.
I'm the one next, because ooh-wee.
Yeah, it definitely is going to come. It hits you before you even know. And I'm just so thankful to be in this place. I feel like this is my kid's dad, and I wouldn't take none of it back. You know,
yeah,
none of the experiences
good.
That we've had.
Right.
Come on, you guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but I moved away from California.
Lala. She moved from me just to be running around that pool. You know, she left her girl. She left her girlfriend, dude. That's okay.
Right. And I'm like, that's what come along with wedding planning too. You get cussed out by several people. Cause you know what I'm saying. You out
no,
of line.
No,
of line.
You know I'm playing. You know I'm playing, girl.
No, it's all good. But
you
yeah,
know I'm playing.
And I don't even take that back. I mean, I think it was the best move for me at this present time.
Yeah.
We're trying to just settle into my life with my fiance and children and just making things work. And I'm going
okay.
more personal than ever before on tonight's show. But I think it's important to let people know that we are human and there are things that come up and, you know, you have to go with it. You got to go with
right.
your life. You got to
right.
take it by the bullhorn and
right.
just do what you have to do.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm excited and nervous, and it's nuts and it's confusing. It's all
yeah,
those
I
things.
Mean, but
you
all,
go through every
on
emotion.
That day, you're going to feel so at ease and so relaxed. And then, you know, I could just see the tears falling now.
Oh, I'm already. Girl, I'm a crybaby. I am a crybaby. When the first music come on for me to walk down the aisle in my...
Oh, you picked the music?
Not yet. I do have a song, though, that I love, but I'm not going to reveal that yet.
Oh,
but when
okay.
I walk down the aisle in my Hello Kitty blinged out pink heels...
You are funny.
You know what I'm saying? When I walk
well,
down the aisle in those days, I'm going to already be boohooing. So I have to have a magenta hanky, you know what I'm saying, attached to my arm or something.
Yeah,
I know
that's
I'm about
true.
To cry.
Wait, but do you have your dress yet? You picked what style and everything?
No, but I'm actually going with a designer that lives in California.
Okay.
I've been knowing her for a lot of years. Her name mm-hmm. is LaRae Wilson.
Oh, okay.
She's going to make my reception and wedding gown.
Wow.
At a very
wow,
good price.
Wow, that's fabulous. That is
so,
so fabulous.
I'm going with her, and I love her work. It's very vintage. It's very beautiful, all
okay.
that stuff.
That's
and
good.
I kind of wanted to wait a little bit closer to the wedding just so, because I'm working out, you know. You know
right,
how we all
right.
work out before that day.
Oh, yeah. We and
that's
yeah,
another part
gotta...
of it. I'm eating kids
girl,
and raisin
I meant to
brand.
I meant to tell you, go get some the raisin brand, but get it. They have a, whatchamacallit out there? What is it called? Where you get healthy foods from? Anyway, they got it.
The
they
store?
Got, yeah.
That store with, oh, my God. I know what you're talking about. We have
so
one here,
anyway,
actually.
They have some raisin bran, but it's bran and oats. That's really good for you, and it helps you, you know, go to the bathroom a lot.
Regulate.
That stuff works so good, and this is a secret, girl. I'm telling everybody this secret.
Uh-huh.
All right, beet juice.
Oh.
Beet juice. It will have you slim. I mean, I've been working out. I've seen, you know, of course I've seen changes in my body. But when I started drinking that beet juice, man, my stomach started to shrink.
Oh, I need me some of that beet juice.
Exactly. Now, it's expensive,
But I'm paying for it. I'm paying for that beet juice. I get four bottles. So once a week, I have a bottle per week. It costs $6 a bottle.
Okay.
At Whole Foods. At Whole Foods, you can get the beet juice.
That's the name of the store, Whole Foods. Okay.
And, that beet juice works good. Beet juice is good for a lot of things. It helps tighten up your skin, and it's good for your it brings your blood pressure to a normal level. It clears out all your chest area.
Mm-hmm.
It's all your every breathing thing that you do, your whole chest and lungs and everything. It helps that. It helps you when you work out. It gives you more endurance and more strength. That beet juice
is a real.
Are
your sinuses better since you've been taking beet juice?
You know what? I take other things for sinuses. You know, I don't really take a lot. I don't take medicines. I use, you know, to herbs and stuff like that. You know, I don't do that.
Okay.
And stuff like that. But that beet juice, man, you better get you some.
I'm getting me some. You don't have to say it twice.
That
you
beet
don't
juice
have
is
to
really
say it twice.
Amazing. That's how I managed to lose all that weight. Well, it wasn't a lot of weight, but it was a lot of inches. And when I got
right.
to that party on Saturday, I was stunning. And it was surprising to myself. My skin
wow.
was so smooth. Oh, my gosh. Even the security said something about me when I walked through the door.
After I get done working tomorrow, I'm going to Whole Foods and get me some beet juice.
That beet juice is no joke. You better, and it tightens up everything inside and out.
Right.
If you know what
I'm
I mean.
I'm just so excited. Like, I haven't tried to lose weight or anything
you know what I mean?
In a long time. So I'm excited
I think you
about
know what
the
I mean.
Fact.
Sean,
that,
I don't think you know what I mean.
That I'm I really need to. I'm gonna follow that advice. I'm not playing. I'm doing that. I'm doing that because everybody laughs at me, but I said I don't want to roly poly down the aisle to my man. Like I don't want to roll down the aisle. You know what I'm saying? Like when you got that slimness to you and you could maneuver a little better in the heels and all that stuff. You know what I'm
yep.
saying?
I understand. I definitely
so,
understand.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm just excited, though. And I am working out, working hard every day and cutting back on a lot of things. I completely cut out fast food. Completely cut that whole scenario out. So
yeah, that's a good
that's
idea.
That's making
soda,
a difference.
Did you cut out soda?
Not yet, but I am down to diet, and I'm about to stop.
Yeah, the soda is killing everybody. It's killing the kids, you know.
Right.
The soda is no joke.
So I have bought more. Like I bought real cranberry juice. I'm
not from concentrate. Get the can cranberry.
No.
None of your drinks should be with concentrate. They should be not from concentrate.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah,
concentrated.
I'm kind of transforming everything and. Turning water into wine. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot, you gotta call me because I got some stuff you could do, food that you can
mm-hmm.
eat that you'll love, that tastes great, and you can eat as much of it as you want, and you'll lose weight and you'll still feel full.
Right.
Just like those the Raisin Bran
oats. With the oats. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm definitely
so good.
I'm definitely taking a lot of things into consideration. I like what's going on already, but I know
right.
that those extra tips will help me to
oh my gosh, girl.
Get the needed look that I need
you
for that day.
Because
I kind of want to look like I want to come out, I guess, looking like a Coke bottle.
Hey. Yeah, you can do that. You can definitely
you know,
do that.
You know, that's the image I want when I walk down the aisle. And I keep having this high heel nightmare. Like, I want to walk down this aisle and be able to wear these heels in this
Wait.
Garden.
Well, how big is your heel?
Girl, have you seen the Hello Kitty heels?
I have not. You know how to do heels.
They have bling on them, and they are just out of control. Like, they out of control.
How tall is the heel?
I think they're about 6. I'm not even playing.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, my God. That
is really
but
crazy.
But you know what? I will have a different pair for the reception. Like, I refuse to wear those same kind
the whole
of heels.
Yeah, through the whole. Okay, because you will not be
we
dancing.
Won't.
You'll be limping.
Right. Like, we're not doing all that. We're not doing all
right.
that. So.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yes. Yeah, it's a lot of little. You know how flamboyant I am, Lala. Like, I can't just minimize it. Everybody's like, but I thought you said you were gonna have a small wedding. And every time I describe it to them, they're like, Shante, that wedding is big.
Yep.
Is not
the thing
small.
About that, what people got to understand is that you got to invite everybody on their side, everybody on your side, and
yes.
That's a lot of folks.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people, so you know.
I have a lot of siblings.
Like that.
I have aunties and uncles that I've gotten close to out in St. Louis. Like, they not gonna have it, not getting an invitation. You understand me? They're not gonna hear the last of it. Like,
right.
I won't hear the last of it. Trying not
right.
to include people.
Exactly. Exactly.
My uncles. Oh my God. They will give me a knuckle sandwich if they are not in appearance at this wedding. So yeah, all those things have to be taken into consideration, and it's just a lot, and it could be overwhelming. But if you guys are new brides out there and you're listening to the show, just take some time, plan ahead, set your date, choose your colors, and just go for it. And the more time you have, I think the easier things will be. You can put deposits down on things like the reception and the wedding. You can get a jump start on it so that it won't be so much toward the end, you know what I mean, on you financially, because weddings can be expensive. There are things that you can buy in advance, like your cutting knife for the cake. You can purchase napkins. You can purchase table setting pieces. You can purchase all that stuff. You can purchase your own flowers, you know what I mean? And like the the flowers for the bridesmaids, you can purchase those, all of those kind of things, and get that early. And it just cuts the price down in half, trust and believe. So, yeah. Lala.
Yep.
You will be attending my wedding, right?
Of course.
Okay.
you thought I was going to miss it? I was not going to miss it at all.
I'm going to be sending out save the date soon. I just found out what those were. I didn't even know about that.
Oh, okay. All right. See?
So you will be getting one of those soon. And
okay,
basically,
cool.
A save the date is to send that out to your guests in advance to let them know to lock that date down in their schedule and their calendar. So,
right.
Man, again, I'm just finding out about all this stuff.
Well, at least I have some time to think about what I'm going to get you.
That's what's up. And like I said, we're going to have that conversation later about what's needed. It ain't over yet.
It ain't over, I know.
There are some critical parts
okay.
that still have to be taken care of. So don't feel left out. But
yeah,
we're gonna we're getting to the close of our show. I can't believe it's almost over.
Right? It goes by so
oh
fast
God.
Because we have so much to talk about, and you know.
Yes, and tonight we had an earful, girl, with you and those wedding talks with African American wives. You had me laughing so hard. Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Please, you guys, listeners, tune in to future shows. We are booking a celebrity guest in the near future. It will be the 24th, Tuesday the 24th of September. So tune in to the Queen G show, you guys. This is going to be a good one. I can't believe that I got a confirmation tonight on this particular guest. She's on a network show. The whole nine. So I'm so excited.
Great. And we didn't talk about the artist, but we could say that, I guess.
Yeah, oh yeah. We got an artist to kind of bust out.
Discipline. We got discipline. He needs some discipline.
Yes.
I mean, you know,
yes.
you know, these young artists are coming out and everything like that, and then they don't realize that they need to not burn bridges, because if they burn bridges, then where are they going to go? Because
right.
if they go through, if they go through and then they go ahead and mess up, what are they going to do? What do they think they're going to do? They think they're just going to go on with their career and nobody's going to know what they did?
Right.
You know,
crazy thought, right?
Right, and then they get to thinking, oh, I shouldn't have did that. But then by that time, it's too late, and Carla knows about that because she had some youngsters burn her.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're going to learn eventually.
It's crazy. This game is crazy. And then once you're mature in the business, you can't game a gamer. Come
you
on.
Really
so,
can't.
Someone that knows, please.
Right, right.
Like, don't even try it. Go sit down.
You know what's terrible
about the
one that I'm talking about is I've known him since he was 18 years old. He's 27 now, and he hasn't learned
right.
by now. You know, and he thinks he's going to be this big star. Well, maybe you might be. Maybe you might not be. But if you're starting off like you're starting now, your chances are slim.
And, baby, you didn't waste the 9 years already. Like
right,
that.
Right.
And I still ain't heard of you. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So you're coming out of your prime. You're getting ready to be a 30-year-old. What are you going to do?
Right. Well, Lala, we are at the close of the show, Mama. We're going to end our show, say something real quick to our listeners, and then we're going to go out with a song.
All right. I love all of y'all. Thanks for listening. You know, me and my girl, we always have a good time on the radio, but we also like to try to bring you some sunshine in your life. Just pray for everybody because everybody needs prayer. And make sure you take care of your children and love them and pray for every day. This world is getting so dangerous. We need to pray that we're protected from all this evilness.
Yes. And please don't forget to tune in to the Queen G Show. We'll be on every other Tuesday night from 8 to 9:30, 8 to 10. So, yeah, we love y'all. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for your support. And we will talk to you soon. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Don't even know what we're fighting for.
better tomorrow.